So, you've listened to the crime prevention officer telling you how to make your home safe against crime. Now we'll be giving each group a diagram of a house. And your task is to make it as secure as possible. Identify security problems it has. The family who lives in the house is about to go away on holidays. That's something that you will need to consider. And you have a limited budget. Remember, only $500 can be spent. Group A, you have 3 minutes to discuss this before making a decision.
Okay, well, look at the windows to start with. They're those old-fashioned ones that don't have any locks. We need to put strong locks on each of them. We can get locks at the hardware store, and they're not expensive.
Yes, but what worries me is that then the burglar could just break the windows and get in anyway. I don't think it's a very good use of our money. What we must do is get a burglar alarm. Don't forget that Mr. Gray said that over 60% of burglars were deterred by alarms. I know it uses up quite a bit of our budget, but...
No, Liz, it would use up our entire budget. I think we should get a dog. It would be nice to have a dog in the house, and dogs are also very effective deterrents. Then, with the money we save, we need to buy very good locks for the front and back doors.
Yes, I agree. Those ones that you can only open and close with a key. What are they called? Deadlocks, yeah?
Yes, that's right. They're more expensive than the ordinary kind, but the police say they make a big difference.
Okay, so we've got a dog, deadlocks on the doors. What else should we be doing to make this house secure?
Well, remember that he said that we must never leave a spare key under the front doormat or under a pot plant or anything. See here, this family has left the key under the mat, so we need to take that away.
Yeah, definitely. Now, what else? Look, there's no fence around the property. Mr. Gray did say that even a small fence would act as a barrier to burglars.
Okay, how about planting some small bushes to make a fence? Maybe cacti. That would stop them.
Good idea. Now look at this. All the curtains are open, so burglars can easily see there's no one home. We need to close some of the upstairs curtains, maybe some downstairs ones too.
Okay, easy, and it doesn't cost us any more money to do that at all. What else? Obviously, closed-circuit TV is impossible. It's even more expensive than a burglar alarm. But what about talking to the neighbours and seeing if we can arrange to keep an eye on each other's houses? Like a neighbourhood watch scheme?
Great idea. Especially since this family is about to go on holiday. If the neighbours can just be aware of what goes on...
Right. So they can talk to the neighbours. What else should they do before they go on holiday?
Well, definitely to start with, they need to cancel all milk and newspaper deliveries and see if a neighbour can collect all the mail.
Yes, and they should get one of those timers you can fit to the lights. That way, one or two lights will come on each night and it'll look like someone's at home.
And one other thing. They should cut the grass before they leave. That way it looks like someone is taking care of the house.
Right. Group A, write down your answers, please.